Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, you are live with Apostle John L. Solomon, the lion among lions in the lion's den. Listen, it's my purpose today to bring you strength. Strength from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life, difficult situations through relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcendent godly wisdom, the efficacy of knowledge and education, and primarily strength to the weary in life from the sourcehood of our connection with our Lord Jesus Christ. So what I want you to do right now is roar for your victory, roar for your power, roar for your deliverance, and roar for your strength. Welcome to today's broadcast. Listen, today what we're going to talk about is habits, healing, and your health, the pathway to a healthy living. Listen, some of my guests have let me know already you're going to lose 5 pounds just listening to the show tonight, okay? So if that happened, I want you to let me know. We're going to have a show every day if that's possible. But listen, have you made determinations for a healthy and prosperous new year? Have you considered your eating habits and ways you can glorify God by getting your body in shape with this, which is his temple? If exercise and healthy eating has been a challenge for you, my guest panelists, and normally I say my guest panelists and I, but I ain't going to say I and I tonight. I'm just going to say my guest panelists. I'm just going along for the ride tonight so I can get what they have to give us. So they're going to help us get it together on the pathway to a healthy living through habits, healing, and your health. Now, listen, my first guest is a native of Macon, Georgia, and currently residing in Atlanta, Georgia. A military veteran who served in the U.S. Air Force honorably for 24 years. And throughout his military career, he's promoted fitness and healthy living by being a certified fitness specialist as an additional duty in the Air Force. His passion and expertise in fitness earned him the position as Organizational Fitness Program Manager, where he managed the installation fitness training programs and developed healthy lifestyle programs for over 1,000 personnel. He was named Fitness Program Manager of the Year in 2010 and 2012. He devotes his time to mentoring youth and promoting fitness at Masada Day and Preparatory School, and also volunteers to mentor homeless kids with Draw Change, a nonprofit organization that provides the tools necessary so that each child has the ability to fully express themselves through art. He will receive his personal training certification this summer, 2017, an Ironman in his own right, Mr. David Henry. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Listen, my next guest is a single, successful mother of two daughters and a caregiver for 6 years. She is a mentor and works to empower the youth at her church, the Body of Christ in Gray, Georgia. She is a member of the Hope Club at Jones County High School. Go Greyhounds! She is in the process of returning back to school to get a degree in early childhood development. She is active in support groups on Facebook, Benefit, and Attack the Fat, and administrates for fitness accountability. She's the CEO and founder and health coach for the 3-in-1 Renew Your Mind, Body, and Soul Bootcamp. My cousin, the incredible Valerie Banks. Valerie, so glad you're on tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You know it. Now, this last one, my last guest but not least, she's a registered nurse with a master's in healthcare administration from University of St. Francis. She began her career in 83 nursing at the VA. She is a board-certified medical surgery nurse and has worked in many various areas of nursing, cardiology, GI telemetry, geriatrics, women's wellness, radiology, and mental health. She retired from the Veterans Administration Hospital in 2014. She's a lifetime member of Weight Watchers and a member of Girl Trek Walking Group, who are the black women walking all over the country. The ever-energized, loving life woman and my auntie, Dorothy Solomon. Aunt Dorothy, so glad to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're so good. Listen, I got David. David and I, we went to school together. We were classmates. Valerie is my cousin on my mother's side, and Dorothy is my aunt on my daddy's side. So we got a class reunion and a family reunion all on one show. So somebody go call Medea. Let's get this thing. Let's hear it tonight for my guests. I'm so glad that you all are here. Come on. Yeah. All right. Just want to let you know tonight that you are in the Lion's Den, and we are going to have a great show. I want to kick this off by asking you all a question. What I want to know is, have you always been a health-conscious person, or was there an epiphany that just hit you one day? You heard the lightning crash. You saw the thunder roll, and God said, you need to get in shape. Now, if you've always been a health-conscious person, how did you maintain this in a country of 99-cent value meals or whatever? Let's start with you, David, if you can jump on that question.
No, as for me, I've always been into sports. So in school, I participated in different sports, particularly track and field. So in order, to progress in, track and field, I had to stay in shape and, keep myself in shape. And then once I graduated from high school and joined the military, they pretty much reinforced it, because I had to stay in shape if I wanted to stay in, because I can't go fight wars or anything without being in shape. And one of the main things that kind of caught my attention, because I never really had the weight problem, because I've always been kind of slim. But however, I lost my mother to diabetes in 2009. Mm-hmm. That was kind of a wake-up call for me to look at the nutritional side, which, helped me to stray away from the cheeseburgers and Big Macs and so forth and so on, because I realized that, diabetes is a hereditary thing. And even though I'm, slim, I could still, get diabetes. So that was kind of a pretty much a wake-up call for me, and that's why I do what I do now as far as try to, promote fitness and nutrition and health to, different people in the community, especially my family, because I have other family members that are, kind of on the heavy side. So
I got you.
Kind of promote, fitness to them.
Yeah, you want them to stay informed, too. Well, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. What about you, Aunt Dorothy? Have you always been health conscious?
Yes, I have, but when I was in high school, I had slightly overweight. And back in 1972, after I finished high school, I started Weight Watchers. Back when they first came out with Weight Watchers, I reached my goal. I lost 34 pounds, and over a period of time, I gained the weight back with life changes, experiences up and down, job, spouse, and all those kind of things. You kind of let the weight come back on. So at one point in my life, what happened with me, when I knew that I need to have a healthy lifestyle, I had went to the doctor, and the doctor told me some numbers was not what they're supposed to be.
Okay.
And also, being active, I can feel different in my body when I start to do some activity like running, jogging and stuff like that, and walking and trying to be more active, especially working in a hospital. I can feel myself giving out of breath, getting short of breath. So back in the 80s, when I made a real conscious decision to make sure that I eat right, diet, eat the right food, started reading more, started studying about different foods, how to interact in your body, and all the numbers came back down, everything looks good, and I came to the conclusion that it was my diet. And another shock was, a couple years ago, I was with some family members going to a small town in Hawkinsville. and I was eating all the bad food, and I went to the doctor. My cholesterol.
Hawkinsville, Georgia, right, auntie?
Hawkinsville, Georgia. Eating homemade cakes, fried chicken, whatever they put across. And I went to the doctor.
Yes, right.
She said my cholesterol was up. And so I knew what it was, so I went back on the Weight Watchers program, and then my cholesterol went down. And I had one incident where I was eating all these frozen dinners because I was working and working and working at the VA hospital, didn't have time to eat. And they had a health fair at the job. They said my blood pressure was up. I knew sodium in the body makes your blood pressure go, but I know black African American men, women have a very high incident of having high blood pressure. And come to find out my mother died when I was 13 because her blood pressure was up. So that was an eye opener for me. And once I got those numbers, I've been on track ever since.
Wow.
Being health conscious and watching what I eat, writing down, journaling, being involved in an activity at the gym and being involved with Weight Watchers, or being around people that's motivated to keep themselves in shape or being conscious about what they're eating.
Wow.
So that's where I'm at today.
Well, that's I heard you mention the 70s, then you mentioned the 80s. You in your early 40s, right?
No. This year, praise God, I'll be 65 years old.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Ms. Banks, you tackled the question last. Have you always been health conscious?
Very much so. Ever since, I guess, the seventh grade on up until, you know, my college years. And once I started having my babies, it kind of diminished, you know. I didn't think much about, you know, being healthy up until I here lately, within the last 4 years, I realized that my health was kind of diminishing. So I decided that, you know, I need to start trying to lose weight, but I just didn't have the knowledge of
motivation. Knowledge.
Yes, I didn't have the knowledge of how to do it. I was thinking that, you know, as long as I exercise and I just, you know, but I'll get healthy, become healthy. But it wasn't until July of this year I learned how to, you know, actually eat healthy. And I've seen a difference in, you know, like my weight and also in my health.
Okay. Hey, that's pretty good. I'm seeing a difference in my weight, too, and it has to do with my eating. But y'all helping me tonight. Listen, I'm going to go to my next question. We talked about, we're still talking about health consciousness. Is it about losing weight? Is it about getting in the clothes, eating right, exercising, keeping unrealistic resolution expectation? Or is it just about looking good or feeling good? Or maybe y'all can just shine some light on what health consciousness really is about, especially in the light of what you're doing for your own self and how others can be assisted by that. Let's start with you, Valerie, since we left off. Go ahead.
It's about all the above. If not, that's how most people see it, you know, is they want to look good, feel good. You know, they want to exercise, they want to eat right, and definitely get into their clothing. And but for me, long living was, you know, like the my main focus. So first thing first is to start eating healthy. So that's how I looked at it, you know, but everything else just fall up under that once I started eating healthy. I didn't care. I mean, I cared about everything else, but that wasn't my main focus.
Okay. Now, David, does eating healthy and the exercise, do it go hand in hand? Or just tell us, what is health consciousness really about for you?
Yeah, I actually think all of them go hand in hand because I always feel – and I always say if you look good, you feel good, and you do good. So it's all kind of feed off one another. Like I said, with the health consciousness, everything, like I said, go hand in hand. Because a lot of people, like now, the thing is people always they talk about having their beach body for the summer. So a lot of people start working out during the fall time, winter. Spring all the way up to the summertime. So I would have to say they all go hand in hand together. But, you know, like Valerie had said, you know, one of her main things was, like with me, I would be too concerned with as far as the losing the weight because, like I said, with me being slim fit. Mm-hmm. But I definitely, you know, like to stay in shape so I can, you know, fit, you know, look good in my clothes. And,
right.
Of course, you know, the only way to compensate is by eating, you know, eating right. And,
okay.
With me, my brain, you know, I always feel good after a good run in the morning.
That's right. Well, we're already off to a good start. Listen, we're going to take a station out. We're going to take a break for a commercial. When we come back, we're going to finish with our panelists and let you know about health consciousness. It's more than just about exercising, but you know, they're telling us everything that goes into it, losing weight and everything else. So just hang on and put that hamburger away. All right? We'll be right back.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Win, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Win to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Win, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
When we are back, I'm Apostle John L. Solomon, and you're tuned in to Strength from the Lion's Den. We are powered by We Inspire Network. Radio WIN Win. I'm partnering with some good people that want you to win. I want to thank everyone who's tuning in tonight. You're the reason why we're here. Listen, I just want to let you know that I want to give you a free copy of my book, The Power Keys, Life of Wisdom Series, Volume 1, that gives you wisdom for living. Just go to my page on Facebook, Apostle John L. Solomon, and like it, and just give me a valid email address, and I will send you the ebook. So listen, in the Lion's Den today, I have my guests, Mr. David Henry, Miss Valerie Banks, and Miss Dorothy Solomon, and we're talking about habits, healing, and your health, the pathway to a healthy living. Now, when we left off, we was talking about health consciousness. About, is it about just losing weight, getting into clothes, eating right, exercising, keeping unrealistic expectations, or is it just about looking good and feeling good, getting that beach body like David Mitchell? Aunt Dorothy, how would you answer that question?
My answer to that question is that health consciousness, eating habit, and exercise, all those three factors goes in together. Because where the center where I go, people go come in, they exercise, but they go and eat a hamburger.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Like I say, that all go hand in hand. You can exercise.
Yeah. That sounds like my wife. Wait a minute, don't tell her I said that.
But if you don't put all those factors together, you're not doing it good. You're back to square one. And some people eat right, but they don't exercise. And I experienced that when I went back to Weight Watchers. You know, I had got out of sync with Weight Watchers. I was eating right, but I wasn't putting no exercise in it. And when I go get on the scale, I said, I'm staying the same. And so I found out that you need to put some activity in order for you to lose the weight. If you can, like I say, so many people eat conscious. You see people at the farmer's market. You see people at Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
But you look into yourself and you see their sign. You say, are they exercising? Are they just eating whole food or healthy food? But they're not putting all those factors in. And that's my take on that part, that you got to put everything in the whole picture in order for you to get a good outcome.
Well, you know what? I bought me an organic eggplant the other day. I thought I was doing good with that. But anyway, let's go on. Listen, I want to give y'all some statistics, and then I'm going to ask you a question. I did my research for y'all. So it said, according to the Nielsen survey, 37% of people want to stay fit and healthy in the new year, while 32% of people want to lose weight. But sadly, most people don't achieve those goals. And statistically speaking, studies find only about 8% of the people keep the New Year's resolution. So here we are in the second week of January. Most people have already reverted back to their old ways. Just in the second week, and they're going back. So my question is working out and living healthy, is it a mental thing, having good habits, or can I just go on a Diet Coke, you know, a diet every now and then and call it a day? I'm going to start with you, David.
I definitely think it's a mental thing, because you have to have your mind right in order to accomplish these things. And I think the reason why a lot of people go and revert back to doing what they were doing because they want quick results. And they think they can go in there and, I guess, and you know, whether it be walk on the treadmill or do jumping jacks or whatever, they think they're going to see, you know, automatic results, and it doesn't really work that way. And doing it the other way, like you mentioned on here, just going on a diet every now and then and calling it a day, I guess that's for those that, I guess, do those quick diets or whatever. To me, that's not healthy because, you know, you're shocking the body. You're having the body, you know, do things not a normal way. And, so I definitely think it's a mental thing. Same thing with running, you know. One day I can go out there and run a marathon. The next day I probably can't even run a mile if my mind is not, you know, there, not mentally. So I have to mentally prepare myself. So before the race, during the race, and even after the race.
Okay. That's pretty good. All right, Dorothy.
What I think about losing weight is a mind thing. And sometimes what people do is, some people say you got different type of eaters. You got an emotional eater. You got a person that eats for depression. Then you got people that around them that can sabotage their eating.
You know, you mean people, you say, say that again. People around you can sabotage your eating.
If you have toxic people around you, can sabotage what you're doing. And if you don't have that mindset that I got to do this for myself, and if those people around you influence you, or either sometimes something happened to you emotional, you can fall off the wagon. And like I said, depression and those people that enable you by saying, okay, girl, you don't need to lose no weight. But you got to be a self-motivated person yourself. I've been told by quite a few members that I'm a go-getter. Once I make my mind up to do something, I'm going to go and do it regardless of what Mary Sue over there is eating. She could be eating hamburgers. I'm going to eat carrots because this is what I have made my mind up to do. And like I said, some people can be influenced by other people, their environment. So that's why a lot of times people fall off in wagons.
You know, that's so powerful because when
I have a lot of eating going on.
Auntie Dora, that's so powerful. When I come to work with my juice, I don't juice my carrots and my celery, and they got all these donuts laying out. I mean, that's just trying to sabotage it. But seriously, it is a mindset. Valerie, you want to tackle this question?
Yes, I'm going to I'll piggyback on with both on David and Ms. Solomon said. It is a mind thing, and my thing is that you have to have a well-made-up mind. That is like when you want to live for the Lord and do you know what you're supposed to do, you got to have a well-made-up mind today to do it. If your mind is not made up, you're going to revert back into your old habits, and you're going to be you're just going to go back to that the same your same ways. And I tell you know, when I talk to the girls in my boot camp, I just tell them that you gotta rely on the Lord. You gotta say, is this what I want to do? Is this what something I ask them, this question I ask them, is this something that you really, really want to do? Because I can't do it for you. So because once you start, you know, if your mind is being renewed, you know, to eat a certain way, but and I'm training you to, I'm renewing your mind, I'm helping you, I'm training your mind, but if your mind is not well made up, you're going to go back and do what you've been doing. So it's definitely mental.
So having a positive mindset and a positive attitude factors in also, correct?
Most definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, this leads me to my next question. Now, this is, you know, it's, that's when, you know, people start getting a little touchy. Listen, there's a certain fitness gym, I won't say the name, that talks about being judgment-free zone. Now, see, if they were one of my sponsors, because I'm looking for some sponsors, so if anybody working at the place that talk about judgment, see, judgment-free zone, let them know I can be one of their sponsors. But a lot of overweight and unhealthy people, they feel guilt and judgment from people who are in excellent shape. Should they feel this guilt as motivation, or should there be no judgment? I'm gonna start with you, Valerie.
Well, I'll say that there shouldn't be any judgment at all. But I am gonna say when people start out on this journey, there's judgment within themselves. And the reason why I say that is because when you start off, you know, you're trying, you want to lose weight or whatever, you're feeling a certain way about yourself, you're going to look at, you know, when you're going into the gyms or when you're into a group and you're watching other people, you start.
Valerie?
Or going into a motivational health group, looking at other people, because you're going to basically judge yourself. But if there I don't know if people would judge others, because we all in that gym doing this for the same reason, you know.
So you're saying it shouldn't be any judgment. They shouldn't use that guilt as motivation, you know.
Well, yeah. I don't. There shouldn't be any judgment at all. But like I said,
okay,
I think it's within a lot of that judgment, that thing that's going on around them is within.
It's coming from within.
Yeah, exactly.
But if
there are judgment, they should use it as motivation.
Okay. Dorothy, how do you feel? Should they feel guilty, or should they just not be in a judgment? Just go along. You'll be okay. You know what?
I mean, they shouldn't feel guilty about their weight, and people shouldn't judge them, because in this society, you have people on TV, you have people doing different things around you. If they don't say it, but they can act it and make you feel guilty about how you look.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person that have the weight problem, they can have a self-esteem problem.
Okay.
If they had that low self-esteem, whether anybody say anything about them, they're going to feel that way. And then when they had a low self-esteem, they're going to go back and eat because they feel guilty. And it could be a guilt feeling inside of them, or something happened to them internally. Because most times when I look at them shows where people have an eating problem or feel guilty, it's something happened to them as a child, and that gives them that guilt feeling. And they think everybody around them is feeling the same way they are feeling. And sometimes it just could be the person's inner spirit that making them feel that way about themselves.
Amen.
Okay, that's good. Because I saw another professor, and he was feeling pretty bad within himself already. Now also, I look at The Biggest Loser. Some of them personal trainers can be really hard. I guess this is a different question, David, but I really want to stay with the same one about if you can look at both of them. Should these personal trainers, do we need them to be that hard? And back to the original question, should people feel guilty or should there be no judgment? Well, how would you say?
Well, first, I don't, like I agree, like Valerie, like I said, it shouldn't be any judgment, because like I said, once they get to the gym, they're all there for the same purpose, you know,
that's right.
You know, put themselves, you know, their bodies in better shapes and for health reasons or whatever the case may be. If anything, it should be for encouragement. You know, the people that, if there are people that are judging them, instead of judging, they should be encouraging them, because it takes a lot, especially for someone overweight, to go to the gym, because it can actually put them in isolation. You know, it can be overwhelming, you know, with all the different equipment, seeing all the people in there with the muscles and the six packs and so forth. So on, because like I said, you're not going to lose that weight overnight. So it could be discouraging to that person that, you know, coming to the gym for the first time, that's overweight. You know, they probably think their journey is going to be very long. And that's where that mental thing comes in. But however, they shouldn't feel any guilt, because by them, you know, going to the gym, that's the first step to get into where they want to be. So they should use it as motivation. And then as far as like the personal trainer, I kind of look at it like being, you know, like tough love.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to, you know, like I said, if that person's not there mentally, you know, that's kind of building them up, you know, toughening them up to you know, achieve their goal, you know, quicker. So, I mean,
okay.
And then, you know, being in the military, you know.
Who's
in the military, you know,
they didn't play with kids, they let you know.
That's exactly.
Right.
So, So I feel that that'll work in their advantage. You know, they'll toughen them up or whatever the case may be.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, before we get ready to go to a break, so tonight we want you to be healthy, and we want you to be, your body to be healed. We want you to have some good habits, but don't feel condemned. Don't feel any judgment. And as they've told us, it's not a quick fix. It's a mindset. So just hang on, and we'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Minister Lloyd Bell Jr., CEO of We Inspire Network Radio.
God bless you, and I am Minister Annie Bell, the COO of We Inspire Network Radio. We had you, our listeners, in mind when we created We Inspire Network Radio, or as we like to call it, WIN Radio.
We incorporated your thoughts and opinions to ensure that our programming will embody true inspiration.
And we will continue to bring relevant and heartfelt shows that cater to the needs and wants of our growing listener base.
Please, subscribe to our network so that you can stay connected.
Join us here every week,
where together, through God, we win.
And we are back, straight from the Lion's Den. It's brought to you by WIN Network Radio. We Inspire Network. We want you to win. I'm Apostle John Solomon, and this is Strength from the Lion's Den. I want to thank everyone who's tuned in tonight. You're the reason why we're here. Tonight, my guest is Mr. David Henry, Ms. Valerie Banks, and Ms. Dorothy Solomon. So, listen, we're excited. You guys are really bringing us some good information. I like how we touched. I want to, maybe a little bit later on, before we leave, I want you to touch on about when you talked about diabetes and high blood pressure, that's good motivation for us to exercise. And also, you said, David, there's no quick fixes. This not going to that diet or this like that. Sometimes we need to avoid those type of things, those quick fixes. Could you reiterate that a little bit for us? Should we avoid them? I understand people want to get into the dress or the suit or whatever, but, you know, say that again about your body, putting your body in shock.
Yeah, I feel that that, you know, they shouldn't resort to those things, because for one thing, it becomes very expensive, for one thing, and then it has it's not counterproductive, because like I said, if you do it the natural way, it's almost like you know, you're working hard for your money. You know, you work hard every day, and then you buy your nice car. You tend to take care of that car because you work hard for it. You know, you earn that money to buy it. So same thing with, like, losing weight and getting that body that you, that dream body that you want. You know, if you work hard for it, you know, you tend to appreciate it more. With the quick fix thing, like I said on here, when it says, you know, you do those things and then every now and then resort back to the same thing, like I said, it'll be kind of productive because you didn't put any effort into it. And like I said, it can become, you know, very expensive. That's how I feel on that. And then that's for, like, you know, shocking the body and stuff like that. So your body may not be used to that. You know, here it is, you weighing 300 pounds one day, then all of a sudden you're losing 100 pounds within, you know, 2-3 days or a week. To me, that's not healthy.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Dorothy, how do you see that, the quick fix diets, the up and down yo-yo weight loss?
Like Nutrisystem.
Yeah, things like that, you know. No, that's fine. I'll be giving them a call afterwards, but go ahead.
Oh, that just came to my mind. Because most times when they do those quick fix diets, they really hadn't changed their mindset about food. Did they change their approach about food?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If people really sit down, like with Weight Watchers, with the diet, which I'm proud of, you sit down and journal on what you eat and how many calories that is. Then if you eat the food, then you do the activity to balance out eating the food. And sometimes when people don't really change their mindset and how they feel about food and portion control and just having something real quick, they don't understand the slow progress. When you lose it slower, you have a tendency to keep it off. That's what I'm researching. When you lose it fast, you gain it back fast. And the body don't adjust when your weight is up and down, up and down, up and down. 100 pounds lighter next month, you're going to put back on 100 pounds. And sometimes those people that does those quick diet, they end up binging, which is not good. So a quick fix is not always the answer. Guys really have not changed their eating habits and their approach on food and their outlook. Because different folks eat for food for reward and emotional fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hadn't got to the underlying problem, why you eat and why your weight is going up and down, then a quick fix is really not going to be the answer.
That's good, Auntie. Valerie, you want to chime in on the quick fix diets and things of that nature?
Well, I definitely agree with them about, you know, it's not unhealthy and it's not really good. But I have done that, you know, I guess with when you're trying to get into certain things, you know, like a dress for, you know, a wedding, a prom or whatever, you lose about 10 pounds. I have done that, and what I have learned from doing, you know, like I have tried the military diet, which is, I think, that's a pretty good diet, you know, for me. And I could tell once the weight that I lost, you know, just doing it naturally, I tend to want to keep that off. But if I tried to do a military diet to lose about 10 pounds or 5 to 6 pounds in on that week, I noticed that I don't care about gaining it back once I get it off for whatever purpose I'm trying to serve. So, you know, it has its good and it has its bad, but it's depending on, like I said, it's some diets that I wouldn't dare try. But the military diet is one of them that I have tried because it go hand in hand in what I teach for as far as healthy living. So things that being eaten is like nothing harmful. It's just kind of like a mindset. You got to train your mind to eat a little less and take away your portions. And that's the only thing I don't like about it is take away your portions. So when you're trying to get back onto what you used to with eating 5 times, you know, five small portions, it's kind of like it kind of throw you off. But like I said, it has its good and it has its bad.
Wow, that's incredible. Thank you. So, you know what? I feel lighter already. Matter of fact, I don't know what I'm eating with me. Hold on.
Oh, and what? No, I don't want no cheeseburger tonight. I'm having a salad. Yes, a salad.
Yeah, see, I have to, see, people around me want to eat cheeseburgers. I have to tell them I'm eating salad tonight. So, okay. Y'all still with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen. I did.
Yes, a salad.
Listen, 40% of the global top pharmaceutical market belongs to the United States, and it's produced about $413 billion 2 years ago that has grown lucratively. The global fitness and health club industry generates more than $80 billion U.S. dollars in revenue per year. More than 63 million Americans utilized the health club in 2014, with a projection of that increasing by 6.9% over the next 3 years, which would be today. So I have to wonder, with trees of dollars involved, why aren't Americans healthier? Are we being scammed? Because, Dave, you mentioned expensive. So are we being scammed to keep the pharmaceutical and fitness industries rolling in the dough? Or I hate to say it, but are we just a lazy nation and we should take more of a personal responsibility for our personal health? I'm start with you, Valerie, since we ended with you. I'm going to start with you if you want to. Answer that question.
Well, I believe it's a little bit of both, but I'm going to lean more to keep the pharmaceutical and the fitness industry to keep them rolling in dough. And I say that because a lot of our food is being injected with chemicals. And then also the prices on the healthy food. You know, it's like, you know, once I start eating unhealthy and, you know, I look at the prices of the food and I'm like, wow, it's, you know, unbelievable.
Your produce is sky high. Yes, I noticed that too.
Yes, and so my thing is that they're trying to keep the money coming in and keep people in the gym, you know, going, you know, to the gym and stuff. So in a sense, you know, I lean over there to the being lazy because we have a lot of lazy people. But like I said, it's more over there. What I'm looking at is you can't afford it. It's kind of it's not affordable. The food is not affordable, and then the you know, gym prices kind of high. But you got I won't call no name, but they have like running pretty good deals that has that judge free zone thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
So. So they make it a
you, you, you say the name. It's okay. It's okay because people may need to go there, you know. So, yeah.
Planet yeah. Fitness. I love going out to Planet Fitness. And it's a great place to be, and I thank God for it because it made it affordable for me to be able to get into a gym. And also, a lot of my members that's in my boot camp was able to do it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Dorothy, how do you see that?
The way I see it is that I had went to a health fair a couple, maybe about last year, and I did some research on this part here because last year Weight Watch implemented a program where we counted more fat and more sugar. So I went to this health fair and I found a website called the Sugar Shocker. And the Sugar Shocker says sugar is in everything. It's in bread, ketchup, soda, cereal bar. And then when I started looking at how much sugar and compared it to the organic food, like the bread, you find organic bread has 1 gram of sugar. You find the other bread that you buy in the regular section has 12 grams of sugar. And when you calculate them on my point program, the less sugar, you can have more of it. The more sugar, you can't have it. And also I found out the food company and the pharmaceutical company, they work hand in hand because the food companies know that when you put sugar in food, you're going to have diabetes, and you put fat in food, you're going to have cholesterol and high blood pressure. And the food company knows when you go to the doctor, your cholesterol up, your blood pressure up, and you're diabetic. So you're going to give that pharmaceutical company those drugs. And like when I worked in nursing, the drug company used to come into the clinics and the hospital and give us samples to the doctors, and we give them to the patients. If the patient liked that drug and the insurance company right for it, they'll get that drug. It could be expensive, but your insurance company paying for it. So for me, all this is a vicious cycle. The food company,
it's a vicious cycle.
Pharmaceutical company, all of them work hand in hand and the doctor. And the food company know that sugar and fat is not good for the body, but you start looking at all the products that you use that has sugar versus the organic food and see how much sugar it has in it. But it's going to cost the bread I buy at Trader Joe's costs $3.99. If I go to Kroger's and get the regular bread with 12 grams of sugar, it's going to cost me $2.99, or even less than the organic bread. So it's a vicious cycle. And then the outcome is that they're going to tell you the doctor's off, you need to go for the exercise. And it's just everybody's making money off of your inability not to cut sugar. Because also I find sugar is addictive in your mind.
Yes,
I hear people say, I got to have something sweet after I eat. Because sugar gets in the brain. It's just like a drug. When you look at sugar, it looks like cocaine if you really want to look at it because it's white.
Okay.
It's your dopamine receptors in your brain that trigger you. You want to have more sugar, more sugar. Go on internet and read and ask that question. Is sugar addictive? It's addictive. Because when you get that sugar, when people are stressed out, they always say, I got to have something sweet. I want ice cream. I want cookies. And once they get
that's
that,
so
they reward their brain. And they relax. And
but
they
not, their, but not their bodies.
It
rewards their brain, but it hurts their bodies.
It hurts their body. They end up with diabetes and cholesterol because sugar turns into fat.
Okay.
And all those type of things.
All right. Well, David, if you could jump in here and tackle that question as well.
Yeah, I agree with them both. I think they work hand in hand because, like I was saying earlier, it becomes expensive because, like, a lot of stuff, like, particularly like your Whole Foods stores where you can buy a lot of your more healthier stuff, it's high because I went and tried to buy some raw honey one time. I think it cost like $10
yeah, I saw that just the other day.
For a jar of raw honey, which is very good for you. And what that normally does, if it's too expensive, then it runs you back to those stores where they sell the stuff with the high sugar content, high salt content, And then particularly in our black community, they call it like a food desert. We don't have a lot of non-nutritional grocery stores available. So
wow.
You know, they have like
a lot of their stores.
David,
if you could just, David, I appreciate what you're going. I want to continue to go in that direction. We're going to do our last commercial as we go into our last phase. We're going to do this last commercial. We're going to come right back so you can finish that. That was wonderful. All right, we'll be right back.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Win, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Win to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Win, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
All right, we're back. This is Apostle John L. Solomon. You're here with me in Strength, tune into Strength from the Lion's Den. My special guest tonight was Mr. David Henry, Ms. Valerie Banks, and Mrs. Dorothy Solomon. We're talking about habits, healing, and your health. Before we go to break, David, you was telling us about sugar and the grocery stores that don't have a lot of healthy produce. So go ahead and finish that thought.
Yeah, as I was saying, like in a lot of your urban communities, black communities, they don't have a lot of stores with like nutritional foods. So pretty much they have a lot of these type of stores would help, contribute to diabetes and hypertension and obesity, and especially with our, kids, because if they start early, getting out of shape and, depending on these type of foods and stuff, then, they're in danger as they get older. And then
Lazy
Nation part, I think it's a Lazy Nation as well, because, we've become what we call a fast-paced nation. Everybody wants their meals and they want to do this and do that. So that's why a lot of your TV dinners come in. People don't take the time to sit down and eat a nutritious meal. So they'll, get their TV dinners and, give them to the kids or to themselves, because they're not home enough to sit down and have a decent meal. And then with the video games, we grew up go outside and play, ride our bikes, make our own fun.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays the kids sit in front of the TV and play video games, and
they don't get that workout.
So that's why So that's why I feel we've become a lazy nation. We got the remote control now. You can actually talk through, change the channel. Pretty much everything is at our fingertips now, and a lot of people become couch potatoes. So I think it's a combination of both the lazy nation and, those pharmaceuticals and fitness industry, working hand in hand, like rolling the dough.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, you guys have really been a blessing. You helped me tonight. I told you I'm eating the salad tonight. Listen, I would be amiss if I did not mention this one of the last questions. You have a healthy body and you have a healthy mind. I want to know, what's your spiritual connection in relation to you having a healthy mind and a healthy body? I'm going to start with you, Valerie.
Well, my spiritual connection is just knowing that God has the blueprint to my mind and body. And so when I started on this journey, I've tried this before I started the journey. I had been trying anyway, and it just seemed like it wasn't any help to it. But when I made up my mind, I had to have a well-made-up mind that I was going to do this. I just, I went to God, and, I talked with him, I prayed with him and everything, and he showed me that he has the blueprint to my body, and the only thing I have to do is just stay in connection with him. So I just ask him to lead me, guide me, and exchange my strength for his strength daily. because this journey is a good journey, but it's hard times. And you, it has been days that I want to quit, but then I remembered scripture. I remember scripture, and I was like, and I remember one morning God had me to quote these scripture as I was getting ready to start my boot camp. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I repeated that over and over and over again. And so from there, I learned to put incorporate that into my boot camp as well. That's why it calls the renewing the mind, body, and soul. That means that each morning, my girls, they will get a scripture or something motivational, because I know without God, we can't do nothing. And so that's one of my favorite scriptures. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I don't care what you feel like. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it is. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that's
I'm gonna have to give you a lion roar for that, because that was pretty powerful right there. I like that. You get a lion's roar for that one. You got the lions in the den roaring. David, I want to ask you the same question as well. What's your spiritual connection in relation to your healthy mind and healthy body?
Yeah, hey, she pretty much hit everything on the nail on the head. Like my grandma used to always tell me, your body is your temple. If your body's your temple, you know, you treat it right and keep it healthy, and you live long, prosperous life. And like you said, you can't do anything, you know, without God.
That's powerful. Now, Aunt Dorothy, you told me as we was talking about the show, you said your health is your wealth. So what is your wealth and your spiritual connection to your healthy mind and healthy body?
My spiritual mind is that when I think about how much you could spend medical supply and all of that versus retirement, saving your money and doing spiritual things with it, spending and going to the doctor, buying prescriptions and everything. Because they said a study was saying how much more you spend in your oldest assets is going towards your health versus you saving money and having money in retirement. And also one thing I said is each morning I get up, I say, Lord, order my steps, because my body is a temple and I must honor my body. And another thing is that when I was at Weight Watchers, I say that too, quit is no option for me.
That's right.
And another thing I say, a body in action stays in action.
Amen.
So the body out of action
stays
out of action.
That's good.
So
when
I get up
our body in action. Go ahead, finish that thought.
Exactly. And when I get up in the morning, that's the first thing I do. I stretch and I say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. And I'm going to start
Amen.
This journey right now by honoring you, by treating your temple as it's a temple and keeping it clean.
Wonderful. Listen, I have someone who has called in. I have a caller. Let me see. Caller, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Can you state your name for the people?
Yes, this is Lisa Solomon. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Lisa?
I think y'all know this caller. Hey, wait a minute. This is my talk show, Ms. Solomon. You better wait. Let me ask me to be introduce you. Okay, hold on. She had a question she wanted to ask y'all. So we're coming to the end of the show. So she want to ask you a question. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I would like to know from each of the guests, what is your workout regimen? What time do you start? What are the different type of exercise you go by doing during your day? How long should you exercise as well?
Okay, thank you for your call. Guests, I want y'all to answer that question. You want to know what was your workout regimen? What time do you start? And things of that nature. Let's start with you, Valerie.
Oh, well, I'm driving, but what happens with me is once my boot camp starts, I do a 30-day boot camp. And with the boot camp, when we get up in the morning, you know, my they weigh in. I know it's kind of a little off subject or whatever. And once they weigh in, send me everything. I send them out a task to do, whether it's but it's got something to do with exercising. It's just different types of exercise that they do on a daily with a daily task. And then we have like mm-hmm. a schedule that we try to meet at the gym. You know, if they have it's optional. Gym is optional, but the daily task for exercise they have to do, and they have to have it done throughout the day. They have the whole day to do it, but at a certain time at night they have to send in a text and say it's done. Now, whether I know it's done
okay.
or not, I don't know. I mean, that's, if you really want to lose weight, you're gonna do what required of you. So,
all right. Okay. All right. All right. I want to allow time for my other guests and make sure y'all all get in this because I know everybody want to hear what you, y'all, each one of you do. Dorothy, what do you do as your workout regimen?
Oh, my day started out at 9 o'clock. I go to the Cab Exchange Center. I do a class. First thing, if I'm going to do a class, I always do like a pre-warm-up. I do the walking on the treadmill first, then I go and walk
mm-hmm.
on the track. And after I do that, I go and do the class. And most times, when I do a CrossFit, I do the elliptical some days, the treadmill, and some days I just
okay.
go walk, or sometimes I go to the track, and I also lift weights, too. And I also
okay.
do an African
mm-hmm.
dance class. So I do a variety
oh, my
of
goodness.
Things. I don't just do one thing.
Okay.
Most times,
I'm
at, Lisa, I'm at the gym. I'm there from 9 o'clock until 12.
Wow. Okay, very good. David, what's your workout regimen?
Mine's pretty much like hers, a combination of things. So mine's like three times a week I run. I do speed work on Tuesdays. I do a long run like on the weekend where I run my longest mile. And then I run middle distance miles early in the week. And I also go to the gym every other day because you want to give your muscles time to, you know, to recover. So you don't want to go like every single day like some people do. Like I mentioned earlier, like shock your body, just like your
mm-hmm.
aunt was saying that she do different things. You want to shock your body because if you're doing the same exact thing over and over every day, you're not really challenging your body to do anything. So there are times I go kickboxing, I do CrossFit, I go to the gym,
mm-hmm.
like she said, do the elliptical or whatever, then I run outside. So just a combination of things. And I always suggest
mm-hmm.
The earlier the better because with me, you know, I used to always try to go before work. It seemed like when you work out, and whether it be running or working out, it seems to make you feel better throughout the day. So kind of the earlier the better.
The earlier the better. Well, I want to thank y'all tonight for being my guest. Listen, to any of my listeners, if you want to contact these guys, you got Mr. David Henry, Miss Valerie Banks, and Miss Dorothy Solomon. They're all on Facebook. David's going to be a personal trainer. Miss Dorothy Solomon, she's with Girl Trek, and Miss Banks, Valerie Banks has a 3-in-1 boot camp. They all can help you get on the right track. So you want to contact them and ask them some questions and how they can steer you in the right direction. I just want to thank y'all so much. You've helped and enlightened a lot of people, and you told us from the onset. I just want our listeners tonight. Don't you feel guilty? Don't feel guilty. Don't you feel bad? But at the same time, get up and get out there and start working out. It won't be a quick fix, but I tell you what. Once you start, you'll feel so much better about yourself. Now, what I want you to do is join me next week, January the 18th, when I will be talking to a powerful panel of Women with Purpose, number 2, women who mind their business. To my guest, David, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Glad to be on
here. Valerie, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And Auntie Dorothy, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Listen, everybody, I hope you've made a decision to start healthy living from what you heard tonight. You may not have to, it may not start with something big. You may just start with something very small. But all that matters is that you take that step and you begin to start. We believe in you and we thank you. You're so special to us. Thank you for tuning in. Join me next week on Strength from the Lion's Den. You're always welcome here. All right. Have a good evening.